So, Christina, your exhibition Birds, Beards, Bones and Bodies is opening this weekend. Tell us a bit about it.
It's an exhibition about drawing. drawing on... using many different mediums as such. I'm a biro artist, so I draw a biro. I like Bic Biro. Not plugging the company or anything, but I really like using their pens. Helen Whitley, she uses charcoal mainly, and her work is more about the body. She's a scientist, and she's very closely networking with medicine. She's trained to be a doctor, so she uses anatomical drawing more than myself, who draws beards.
So you're the birds and the beards, and she's the bones and the bodies.
Yeah, essentially.
So you're an expert in birds and beards as well, then?
No, I suppose you could be an expert in beards. Maybe a barber is like an expert or something. I don't know. I really like drawing beards. They're really nice to draw, like line after line using a biro. And also it's really dangerous because if I make a mistake, I mean, that's it. Like, I can't really go back on it.
And you've got an exhibition launch on Sunday and you're going to have some live music. Who's going to be playing?
We're going to try and have an array of music, not just, you know, the standard kind of classical string quartet music you'd have in a gallery, because I find that really boring. Not boring in the sense that the music's boring, but I find it that everyone else does it. And I'd like to see a few bands play, mainly bands with beards or something, or they could wear beards or have a bird on their shoulder, that
kind
of thing.
They're going to be topless for the bodies part as well.
I didn't think about that, but that sounds like a really good idea. I'll just speak to Helen about it and the rest of the band. I think we're having a bit of a stoner rock band playing. We don't know anything about it. We'll have to put it on our events page.
Yeah, you've got a Facebook page all about it, I think. And is this your first exhibition?
Not really, but we did have, as a collective, including Helen, probably about 4 years ago, we had a shop in town where Byron's is now, and we had it for a week and a half, and it was called Red Tape. Now, we showed the work that we were doing at the time. At that time, I was still at university, so I was working on a 9-foot drawing, but I was showing a 12-foot drawing on wallpaper in biro of flowers and muscle being connected together in a very, very long, wispy, ribbon-esque line. And Helen was showing two paintings at the time she was painting, rather than using charcoal. And she sold her work for, I think, £1,000 a piece, and it was two pieces. It was just a guy who came up and walked off the street and said, I want those.
That's awesome.
I'm going to buy them. Yeah, so Red Tape. We'd like to do it again, but half of the people, again, have moved to different parts of the world.
Were you just taking advantage of the empty shop space at the
time? Yes, we were. The reason why we called it Red Tape was because it was a lot of red tape to try and get the place from the council. We had to call it the council. In the end, we had to pay so we could open the shop. And I think it was £150 to open the shop for a week. We were able to get a couple more days extended. But again, we just had the shop. We didn't have a toilet or water or anything. And we didn't have any electricity. So it was only during the day. And when we locked up, we'd have to use like lights on phones and torches. No candlelights, though, because there's too much paper around. But we did have to try and close up in the dark. So it was very funny.
Cool, but this is your first exhibition, I guess, with just one other person.
Yes, and Helen Whitley, luckily, asked me to do it with her. So, yeah, we've worked together before, but not so closely worked together in making sure that our work complements each other. But this is probably the biggest exhibition to date, which is connected to Oxford University. Lots of people will be coming, I'm really scared. So, yeah, the biggest one.
How many pieces did you have to make for it?
At the moment, I've got 6. And now that sounds very small, but they're very big. They're very, very big drawings. My dad's a carpenter and he's actually making the frames for them
as we speak.
It's very handy, although I think he's probably not very happy about it. He could be doing something else, which he gets paid for, maybe. But yeah, so I've got 6 drawings. I'm probably going to be showing 4 old drawings from the Oxfork exhibition, just to kind of maybe pad it out. But we're not sure yet. We haven't gone in and had a look at what we're going to do. We've just made as much work as possible. Because I love drawing. I draw all the time. And I know Helen does the same thing. So just kind of put everything together and see how it fits.
And why did you decide to work with Helen?
Oh, Helen and I have known each other since we were probably 15. Mm-hmm. She asked me to do the exhibition. She thought of my work when she was offered. She was offered a place at Walsall College to do the exhibition, and she said she thought of me, and I was like, oh, thanks very much. So that's why we're working together.
That's awesome. Thanks a lot, Christina.
Cheers.